Steadfast love never ceases, O living God. Lord, and they are new every morning. They are new, O living God, unto us, Lord. And you have never at any time, loving Savior, Lord, Lord Jesus, be Lord, make your mercy to leave us, Master. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous eternal Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and your love and your mercies unto us, Master. We are very, very grateful. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness unto us in the just concluded Easter meetings. Thank you for journey mercy that you granted to your servant that traveled, some of your servant that traveled. Thank you that you brought them safely, Master. Thank you for your goodness unto us in the services, Lord. Master, where you help them, Master. Thank you for your help unto us in this place also, Father. We are all grateful. We are all thankful, Lord. Thank you that your grace has helped us and has brought us here once again this evening since we left here on Sunday. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, and blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, Lord, we are always looking, loving Savior, for more of your blessing, Father. Lord, and you are not, Master, Lord, you are not, O living God, Lord, you are not, it does not, Master, loving Savior, we cannot never exhaust, O living God, your mercy. Lord, we are grateful, we are thankful on today. We can never exhaust your blessing. Lord, you are not tired, O living God, Master, of blessing us. Lord Jesus, as we look on today, Master, for more of your blessing this evening, may you bless us the more, Master. Master. Lord, meet with us the more at the point of our knees, Father. Grant all our heart desires, O living God. Lord Jesus, we pray for your servants, O living God. Our pastor in Kaduna, may you continue to be with him, Master, and continue to use him to be a channel of blessing unto your people. Anoint him, inspire him, and use him mightily to your glory. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Be with your servant, Brother David, who has gone to Bakatari. Be with him and see him too also. And your servant in other places, Lord, may you be with them and see them true, Master. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. For in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service. Let's take our Bible as we quickly go to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16. From verses 1 to 3. Observe the month of Habib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Habib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herds, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting once again this evening. God richly bless you. So we continue with our sermon this evening, God's chosen place of worship, with the theme being the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We are thus far in this service, in this sermon rather, we have discussed that the name of our God is Jesus Christ, is Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he came in human flesh, according to what Gabriel said to Mary. He came in human flesh to save his people from their sin. And I believe you are one of his people. Praise ye the Lord. He came in human flesh to save his people from their sin. In other words, God, the eternal spirit, dwelt in human body to have the human name of Jesus Christ. He is called Christ, the anointed one. But Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2 said he is both Lord and Christ. Acts chapter 2, let's take from verse 32. Let's display it and read it. Acts chapter 2, from verse 32 to 36. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down on my right hand until I made thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Praise ye the Lord. So he's both Lord and Christ to us. And that is why we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we also find out that while he was here in his corporal body, he proved all his claims. He didn't make a claim that he never proved. He proved all the claims that he made. He forgave sin as God. We saw that. And he cast out devil with authority as God. We also saw that. And we saw that he said he is the resurrection and the life. And did he prove it? He proved it when he raised Lazarus from the dead. You see? This is my own thinking. And I know it is true. Praise the Lord. If he raised Lazarus, who corruption has set in his body after 4 days? Any debt that is even 100 years, won't he raise it? He will raise that debt. Praise the Lord. Of course, and the Bible taught us that the old saints that were dead, when he died on the cross, what happened? The grave opened. But they could not go out because he has not yet risen. And when he arose, what happened? They came up with him. Praise the Lord. The same way we are going to rise is a promise of God to as many as are in Christ. Praise ye the Lord. So it's a promise we should look forward to as sons and daughters of God. May God help us. So, all his claims, he made them true. All right. He also said that I lay down my life and I do what? I take it back again. He had the power to lay down his life in death. He said it and he proved it. Praise ye the Lord. Then he made this promise. Let's look at one promise, the last one. This one we have not read. John 14, verse 13 and 14. John 14, 13 and 14. Yeah. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do what? I will do it. He said, I will do it. Praise ye the Lord. So let's continue. Paragraph 46 of our sermon, God's chosen place of worship. Paragraph 46. Yeah. Abraham said, there we have it then. That is it. This is it alone. It is for him alone. God's chosen place of worship. God's place. Chose. God chose to meet man was not in a church, not in a denomination, not in a creed, but in Christ. That is the only place that God will meet a man. And he can worship God is in Christ. That is the only place. No matter if you are Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you might be, there is only one place that you can correctly worship God. That is in Christ. Praise ye the Lord. That is the only correct place to worship God, and your worship will be accepted. Let's continue. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That is the gospel. We can different upon creeds. We can different upon man-made theories. We can go to Methodist church. You have to be a Methodist when you go to Methodist church. A Baptist to be a Baptist. A Catholic to be a Catholic. But when once you are baptized into Christ and become a member of his body, there is no difference. The middle wall of partition is torn down and you are free. Because you are in Christ Jesus and you worship God in spirit and in truth. When you are in Christ Jesus, is God's plan for you to worship him in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. We come to church, and we should come to church. The church is not the body, this building is not the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ is every member that is baptized into Christ. The mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can come to church and not be in Christ. When we are not in Christ, we are not worshiping God rightly until we are in what? Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. That's what Brother Abraham is telling us. So it's not me saying it. And I'm not scaring anybody. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, 48. Now, no church denomination can claim this. No one can claim that. How dare you to make such claim? To do such a thing would be an antichrist spirit. Be taken away from Christ. To take from him. You cannot do that. Christ is the only place that God meets the worshippers. Praise the Lord. Let's jump to paragraph 61 for the sake of this service. Paragraph 61. Now we say the church, the great mighty church, she did this, she did that. She has weighed or weathered the storm. We have picked up in population. We are great in number. We are a mighty church. She is a great thing. But God never said anything about a she. He said him in the meeting place, the Lamb, not the church, not a name, but his name. He didn't put a name anywhere. He put his name in him. That is why all we must do, or in word or in deed, we must do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, if we pray, we got to pray in the name of Jesus. If we ask petition, we've got to ask in Jesus' name. If we walk, we walk in Jesus' name. If we talk, we talk in Jesus' name. If we baptize, we've got to baptize in Jesus Christ's name. Or rather, in the name of Jesus Christ. For all that we do in word or in deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, list in paragraph 62. Abraham said, a fellow said to me, not one time, discussing that, he said, but Abraham, my wife her name is such and such, this man is a minister, may be sitting here now. And he said, my wife said, she's got my name. I will just say Jones. Rabban said, I will just say maybe the name of the wife of this man is Jones, because he wasn't Jones. He said, now she don't have to go up every morning, get the broom and say, now I sweep the floor in the name of Jones, and I wash the dishes in the name of Jones, I patch the cloth in the name of Jones. He said, I don't think you have to call any name at all. Brabram said, I said, I believe you do. That's right. And he said, well, why? She don't have to say it. Everything she does is in the name of Jones to begin with. Isn't it? Yeah. Now look, listen to the answer of Brabram. Brabram said, but I said, you never walked down on the street and got her. Was that the way he got his wife? It is not possible for you to have gone to the street and say, hey, sister, come. From today, you are Mrs. Jones. Would that be, would the woman even listen to him? No way. He has to go through the process of asking his sister's hand in courtship. From courtship, knowing each other, after knowing each other for some time, they now come to an agreement that they will marry each other. After that, there is a ceremony that for them to come before the public and to tell the whole public that from now on, that's the reason we bring our wives. So from now on, if you see me with this sister, I'm not running after a woman. No, she is my wife. Praise the Lord. So whether you see me with her in the dark or you see me with her in the anywhere, even if we go to the moon, don't think that I'm running after any man, any woman. No, she is what? My wife. You make a public what? Public testimony to the old people to show that this one is my wife, this one is my husband. That is the process. And in coming to Christ, you don't just jump on Jesus Christ. That is why I used to say, some people say that I believe Jesus and that is all. They have never has gone the gospel way. Praise ye the Lord. The gospel way is this. When we should, he said, repent. That is the gospel way. Repent, every one of you. We should repent first. When we have repented, what do? We surrender ourselves to be baptized in water. For what? The remission of our sins. Because he said, like we said, Sunday or the other day, he said, go ye into all the world and preach to every creature. He that believeth and is what? Baptized shall be what? Saved. Jesus Christ himself added baptism. If we say we believe and we do not go to water to be baptized, we are not fulfilling what Jesus said. And then, therefore, our sin remaineth. Praise the Lord. Blessed are they that keep all his what? Commandment. But they shall do what? Have right to the tree of life. Blessed are they that keep all his commandments. For they shall do what? Have right to the tree of life. If we don't keep all the commandments of the Lord, if you don't obey all that he said, you say, I've been baptized now. Okay, let me read something to us here. Oh. All right. Yeah, if you can get. Even after we are baptized, God's only provided place of worship. If you can get that sermon, he preached it in 65:11-28, paragraph 95. So baptism is not even the end of it. Paragraph 65:11-28 in the morning. God's only provided place of worship. All right. You don't have to take God's will about it. You go on out where they do that at. See? And you will find out is in the scripture. So, in vain do they worship me. Jesus spoke of the same thing. See? That every little jot, everything you must be faithful in, is always in the little vine, the little forces that spoil the vine. Sometimes you leave is not the big thing you do. It's the little thing you leave undone. Remember, a chain is only is strongest at its weakest link. Blessed are they that do all his commandments or all the commandments of God, that they might have rights to enter him. Do all God said. If it said for women to have long hair, you see, a man told me not long ago, said, I don't preach a cloth line religion. Did you understand that? All this, your don't wear this, don't wear that, and this and this and that, don't do this, don't do that. I don't preach like that. But Abraham said, I said, then you are not preaching the gospel. Yes, sir. He said, God laid it out there. He said what to do, and you either do it, that is your natural reasonable thing. What a little thing, the little insignificant, Jesus said, blessed are they that will take all the little things, do the little things. And a woman to let her hair grow, that is just why, is just something she can do. And she won't even do it. She won't even do that. Teach us the great thing. Okay, wait a minute. I think I wanted to talk about the water baptism aspect of it also. That one is in paragraph 231. Let's just quickly look at that. 231. And if you were just baptized in water, right, and then deny the word, then you are illegitimate. Did we hear that? Even if we go to water, we are baptized, but we deny a part of God's word. Abraham said we are what? I didn't say it, but Abraham said it. You are illegitimate. Your birth wasn't correct. You claim that you believe him then, and you deny him. How could I deny my family? How could I deny Charles Braham being my father? A blood test on the door shows it. My action and the vindication of God's word in my life shows whether I'm a child of God or not. Now, there is God's only place. See it? The only place that God will receive your sacrifice. I don't care how sincere you are, is in Christ. Praise ye the Lord. So let's come back to where we were talking. This man that said that he doesn't believe that his wife should call his name. I said, I do. Because in the first instance, he didn't pick him on the street. He has to come through a ceremony. And that is the way every Christian should come. First, repentance. Then after repentance, we must. It's not. People used to say that the thief on the tree was never baptized and he went to paradise. But are you the thief on the tree? You want to be the thief on the tree? The thief on the tree never had any chance. But you have ample chance to be what? To be baptized in water. Then you say you are not going to baptize. Then you are denying what? The word. Praise ye the Lord. So everyone that says he believes Jesus must be baptized in water. Praise ye the Lord. Did you believe that? Everyone that says that he believes Jesus, he has given his life to Jesus, must be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins. If you don't, your sin remaineth. And you can never receive the Holy Ghost. It's a fact. You can never receive the Holy Ghost because you deny a portion of God's word to yourself. And you cannot cut God's word and live right. It's not possible. Praise ye the Lord. How is it this evening? God help us. That is the truth. Anyone To receive the Holy Ghost, number one, our sins must be remitted. And the only way it must be remitted is that we should come and be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For there is no name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved apart from that name. Praise ye the Lord. So, okay, let's continue what Brother Bram said. Just in 2 minutes, I will be through. Then we're going to prayer. I think that is okay. Wow. Okay. Paragraph 60. Let's go to paragraph 64. Okay, paragraph 63. I said, but you never walked down on the street and got her and said, come on, Jones, she has to become first by a ceremony, a marriage ceremony, Jones. If she didn't, you are living in adultery. And if you are baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ, is an adultery baptism. Did you hear our prophet? Any other name apart from the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said the Bible says in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. Are those names? We have at the beginning of this sermon, we said, the Bible said they are not names. They are what? Titles. Praise ye the Lord. And it is only in that name we have salvation. It is only in that name we have forgiveness for sin. It is only in that name we can cast out demons. It is only in that name we can be healed of our sicknesses. It is only in that name God can answer our prayers. It is only in that name we have what? Resurrection. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord. It is only in that name our worship will be acceptable before the Lord. So, that baptism, if it's not in the name of Jesus Christ, is an adultery baptism, which is not found in the Bible. Then what you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. After that, what you do, but first you have to become in his name. But first, you have become, in his name. There are many fine women in this building tonight. Fine loyal women. But there is one Mrs. William Graham. She is the one who goes home with me. She is the one that is my wife. There are fine people in the world, fine churches. But there is one Mrs. Jesus Christ. And that is who he is coming for. That is where his name lays. There is where his worship is. In her and her alone. That is the truth. That is true. Oh yes, sir. We find that to be true. Now, that is why all we do in words or in deed, we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is not another name given under heaven for salvation, but the name of Jesus Christ. That is Acts 2, chapter, okay. Acts 4, 12. There is not another name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you get it. Brother is talking to us. I hope you get it. God bless you. The name of Jesus Christ. Any highest heaven is named him. All the family in heaven is named Jesus. The Bible said, and all the family on earth is named Jesus. So that is God's chosen name and where he put it. That is his place of worship. He is in Jesus Christ. Now, we know that to be so. No other place to worship but in him. The last paragraph. There is no another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. is God's name of redemption. God has a name called Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. The Lord forgive all thy sin. Jehovah, the Lord healed thy diseases. He has many titles, but he has got one name of redemption that belongs to the human race, and that is the name of Jesus. That is his name. He chose to put, where did he put it? He put it in Christ. Praise the Lord. There is no other name. There is no other place. There is no other way other than being in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where our worship will be acceptable before the Lord. And it's not just said, I believe Jesus, but Abraham taught us that we've got to come into Christ. He's coming in into Christ. Not coming in into church. Because there is no salvation in the church. But Abraham said, the church did not bleed for any of us. This church did not bleed for us. It is only Christ who bled for us. And it is his bleeding is by that, it is by that blood that he did what? That he bought us. May God help us. Don't forget, he said before, as we go to prayer, he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that I will what? I will do. It's a promise. And there is nothing we ask in his name that he doesn't answer. Let us bow down our heads. As we commit ourselves unto him once again this evening, don't forget that he also said, he said, where two or three are gathered in my name. Is that what he said? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. That is what he said. So, are we gathered in the name of Pastor Martins? Are we gathered in the name of Brasam Lalua Fabesan? Are we gathered in the name of Bralua Femi? No. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are gathered. So, once we are gathered in his name, and he's here in our midst as he promised, it is not difficult to believe that God will hear our prayers. Let's commit ourselves unto him once again this evening. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want the servant of God to put his blessing on your prayer, why don't you raise up your hand while I call on the servant to pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your grace that have gathered us tonight, your presence. We thank you for the worship, the hymns and crosses to praise your worthy name. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the scriptures and, Lord, this portion of this message, God's chosen place of worship, Lord, in continuation of the subject of the name of the Lord. Dear Father, that name, O God, is so reverenced that it is written in the scripture that we should not take it in vain. Even before the name was even ever mentioned here on earth, yet that the announcement has gone forth that we should not take the name of the Lord in vain. We thank you for what that name is, Father. Everything that has to do with our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, our resurrection, our rapture, and everything, the meeting of our needs, Lord, is in that name. Dear Father Jesus, that name have done so much, O God, that the testimony around the world, if anything has ever happened that is good, it has ever been in that name. We thank you very much, dear Father. We pray that you help us to reverence the name more than ever before. May we never take it in vain, dear Father. Lord, some other religion that has no life, when their leader's name is mentioned, they will be saying, peace be upon him, when there is no peace there. But Lord, this, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, is the very priest of peace. We pray, dear God of heaven and earth, that you help us to have the revelation of what that name is, O God, so that when we want to ask in that name, we have the assurance that truly we receive our petition. O God of heaven, we are asking as individuals tonight, your children lift up their hands, O Father, concerning requests that are just laid before you in that name, because we cannot ask any other thing apart from that name. Lord Jesus, may that grace come upon every one of us to believe that what we are asking your name, that you grant it, O Father, because you are faithful to all your promises. Grant it, King of glory. Take away doubt and unbelief. Take away double-mindedness, Father. Plant faith, O God, and confidence and assurance in our heart that that name is not a failure. That name carries its authority and power. In that name, all things are possible. Let it be, eternal Father, that Lord, tonight, O God, as we continue in prayer, Lord, we will know, O Jehovah God, that we are speaking to you in that name that can never be rejected. Thank you, eternal Father. Your prophet told us that when we become Christians, that we are given open check, and the name of Jesus Christ is signed under it. And whatsoever we write on it will be honored by the bank of heaven. Dear Father, we want to write so many things, O God, tonight. All our needs, all our desires, all our problems, all our whatsoever, as we by faith put them down, O living God, may be honored tonight, dear Father, that I might go home with confidence and assurance that truly we have been in your presence. Thank you, eternal Father. We ask, O God, you replenish your servant as I have used and live for the honor of his ministry. Be with us the rest of the service, dear Father. Quicken us to pray as become saints. Thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
My faith loose off today. Today, oh, thou.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for your grace that has brought us to your house this evening for the midweek prayer meeting. We thank you very much for every aspect of the service, the worship service. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the scriptures and the short time of preaching that we have. We thank you for the time of request and the prayer that we are offered unto you. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we have heard from your word about the place that you have chosen for worship. And Lord, we emphasize on the name of the Lord. Your word said that the name of the Lord is a mighty tower, and the righteous run into it and they are saved. Lord, we have run into your name tonight, Lord, for security, for salvation, for healing, for protection, for deliverance, for provisions, for blessings, solution to problems, and for everything that we have need of. It is only in that name. For your word said that whatsoever we do in word or deed should be done in the name of Jesus Christ, and whatsoever we ask in that name shall be granted. We have placed our request before you tonight, and we know, O God, that you are not a disappointment, because you have told us in your word that the word that gone out of your mouth will never return to you void. But to accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. Dear Jesus, we are in expectations of the answers to all our requests, because we have asked according to your word. And you promise that when we do that, we are going to receive answers. Lord, on our side, we pray you give us faith, dear Lord. Give us revelation. Take away doubt and unbelief. Plant assurance in our heart. And give us positive expectations. Lord, so that very soon we will see every one of them manifested to your own glory and to your own honor. Let it be, eternal Father. Even the requests on account of time we have not been able to bring forth, you know every one of them. You know all our needs, O Father. May you supply, dear Father. We are your children and we are your project. Lord, we are your representative here. Whatever happens to us, it happens to your reputation. May you, O God, stand for us, dear Father. Help us, O God, to just cast ourselves in your hand and to leave our burdens at your feet. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, remember your servant that is in Kaduna. May you be with him, Father. Continue to be his strength, be his protection. Lord, I see you. Lord, have the opportunity to preach to your people. May you inspire and anoint him. And Lord, let, O God, the blessings, O God, that will come to your people be so great, O Lord, that, Lord, the testimony will go around the whole world. Let it be, Father. When he will be leaving there to Lokoja on Monday or Tuesday, may you grant him joining mercies, Father. Until he comes back to us, may you watch over him. Watch over the entire assembly in his absence. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the burial tomorrow of the wife of your servant, we pray, Lord, for everyone that will travel for joining mercies. And we pray for good weather, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that the whole thing will go smoothly. And may you comfort the family and comfort the church also. Thank you, eternal Father. Go on with us tonight, back to where we came from. May your presence go with every one of us. Protect us on the highway and byway, Father. Give us a wonderful night rest. Until, Lord, we meet here on Sunday, if you have not come for us, may be a wonderful time again. Blessed be your wonderful name. May you replenish your servant you have used for the service tonight, for the virtue that has left him, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise be to God. The pastor is presently in Kaduna, and is with Pastor St. James at the moment. He will be in their church till Sunday. Either Monday or Tuesday, we start descending gradually to Lokoja. After Lokoja, is to return back to Ibadan, all things being equal. Let's continue to pray for him, for God's strength. I'd like to welcome Ipadiola Gospel and Ipadiola Timothy. That's okay, those are the. God bless you. The sister quickly went on and then. Maybe stand up again. I'm not sure people saw you like that. Yes. I think the sister is the gospel, right? Why the boy is Timothy? Because the Timothy is already a masculine name. God bless you. You are welcome. I want to welcome brother and sister George Oyetola from Canada. Will you? God bless you. You are welcome. For those that came early, George have done self-introduction because he led the songs. But you have to look well before you know that the wife is around. These are the people that came this time. The children, they are all back there. He said they are of age. So maybe we have to plan their own coming at their own time. Anyway, we hope that the Lord will make it possible soon. God bless you. We are happy to have you with us tonight. May the Lord bless you. And if the Lord tarries, we hope to see again on this side. And if he does not tarry, we hope to meet at his feet. God bless you. And when you return back, our greetings to the children. God bless you. And I would like to welcome the Reverend from Benin City. You're welcome. God bless you. I bring greetings from Ekoma and from Sapele. The pastor of Ekoma, Pastor Peter Adebola, sent his greetings and the wife and the church. So the people you know there, maybe those that know Dr. Andrew Dongo and the wife, I saw both of them, and then my sister Itunu and the husband. And then others that majority does not know. By Sapele, and then in Sapele, that's a woman. In Sapele now, Brother Joseph and the wife and the children, Timothy and Lois, they send their greetings. And others that majority does not know, Dr. Obore and the family and the other people, they also send their greetings. We'll talk more on the trip on Sunday, God willing. Tomorrow, there is the burial that I mentioned to the church before I traveled of the wife of Pastor Muyiwa Montoyibo. How many people intend to go? Let me just ask first. Okay. Nobody in the audience want to go. Yeah. You see Baba at the back, I know of you, so I'm only facing the audience. So nobody want to go. Oh, wow. It will be very bad if the job, because they still send the reminder about yesterday, and suspected at least about 4 or 5 people should go. I'm a bit tired from the trip, but the way I'm looking at it, I'm supposed to go. And the Baba wants to go. Well, if there are 2 people that have some like 10,000 naira for transport, let's meet at the end of the service so that we can go together, you know, directly and then come back directly. If we don't have, then it means that the 2 of us may have to go with public transport. But if we have 2 more people that want to go that have 10,000 each, we must put fuel in the vehicle that we carry, isn't it? I thought you were saying. So we must put fuel inside the vehicle. You know, we say you want to go and get a space. The space is 10,000 naira. I know if we put 3 vehicles down and say anybody that wants to enter, it will fill up. But when money is inside, may God deliver us from all evil. The scripture says we should rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with them that weep. We must fulfill the scripture. After you have maybe settled your feeding and things, you do some sacrifice. when we do things, you see people come from different places. They also sacrifice. When we went to Adoekiti, if you see the place, you know, contain lake, it was sacrifice. From south, south, from north, everywhere people come there. And people value this type of thing more than they do even wedding, because it's a time when someone is sorrowful and they needed to be comforted. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. So if we have two people to go more at the end of the service, let's meet us. The Lord bless you all. Right. God willing, our next service to meet physically here will be on Sunday, or we'll play the tape on. Rami, why, if you don't go quickly, I would like to see you outside. I'd like to see when we close. God bless you. You hear what I said? Okay. Yeah. All right. God bless you. Shall rise. Oh, Lord our God, hear the works of men. You are the only one. There is none like, hallelujah, oh Lord, oh Lord, that goes near the walls of men. Oh, you are the only one. There is none like, hallelujah. You are the only.